Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thanks very much for joining us for our 14th segment on Purim. We were speaking yesterday about a concept of Purim being the recognition that things are really in God's hands. That's the Jewish view, contrasting that with the view symbolized by Amalek, which is all about it's in our hands, what we don't see, what we're not aware of is not an issue. It's a very nice idea. I think many of us struggle with implementing it in our lives. Yeah, intellectually, if you ask me, do I believe in God? Do I believe He runs the world? Absolutely. How do I make it part of my active consciousness, walking around through the day, recognizing the hand of God in my life? I'd just like to share, for a few minutes this morning, some somewhat practical ideas that maybe will be of help, and maybe one idea will help one person, another idea will help another person. We'll see. One idea that I once saw written about that I think is a lovely idea is if one would take one Shmoneh Esrei per day and the bracha of Modim Anachnu Lach, we give thanks to Hashem, we bow down as we give thanks to Hashem, if one were to have it as their task to pause before bowing and think of five things that day for which someone has to thank God. I guess it would be most effective if some of them were regular things and some of them were special, unique things on that specific day at that specific time. It would be a very powerful way to bring into our consciousness for what we have to thank God. The more we recognize that we have to thank God, the more we take time to thank God in concrete ways, the more He's a real part of our consciousness. I just would like to share a story that I just came across the other day. It involved a mother, unfortunately a young mother, who was diagnosed with a very serious illness, and she understood that it was only a matter of months that she'd still be able to be in this world with her family and friends. She and her husband shared this with their different children. One of her children, I believe in the story, the child was of teenage age. One of the children came to her one day, still, of course, grappling with this very difficult concept, and hugged his mother and said, "Why? Why you? Of all the people, why you?" And this amazingly strong woman turned to her child and she said, "I want to tell you something. When I reached the point in my life that I wanted to get married, I actually found your father quite quickly. And I didn't ask myself at that juncture, why have I found my proper spouse quicker than so many of my contemporaries?" And then, relatively soon after we got married, we began to have children. And I didn't ask myself at that juncture, why have I, much quicker than many of my contemporaries, been successful in having children? And then, as the years progressed, your father and I had so much nachas from you and from all of our children. When so many of our friends around us had so many difficulties with their children. And I didn't ask myself, why should we have nachas and some of our neighbors shouldn't? And then this very impressive woman turned to her child and said, "I don't think it makes sense for me to ask myself at this juncture, why am I having this illness when others don't?" It's a very powerful story. There's a very powerful hashkafa in it. If we make it our business to recognize the great kindness that Hashem imparts to us in our lives, the more we see it, the more we reflect on it, the more strength we'll have to deal with terrible difficulties that do also come our way in life. And this all stems from a basic attitude that God is running the world. This is very much an extension of the basic Purim concept. I guess we'll speak about some more ideas tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.